Hi, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, our philhendryshow.com port of entry and port of call. When you land in the country of Phil and you go through the Border Patrol station there that is marked Phil Hendry Land, that's generally when you have to present your backstage pass. And when you do, then you're allowed into our country. And in there, what are you talking about? I don't know. I'll do it. Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. No, it's not like going to another country. One thing you sure don't need are shots.
Jeez. Yeah, you don't need to get shots, and you don't have to have it inspected or anything. You'll pardon the expression.
Yeah. So get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show. Get 40,000 hours of some of the greatest radio material ever recorded. You'll also hear Phil's netcasts, podcasts, videocasts. You'll hear all the podcasts done by Bobby Dooley and others. And, of course, the wide array of characters that Phil is so noted for down through, lo, these many years. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I got this one. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Get a subscription for a year or for a month. You will not be able to get through all of the material in our archives for months, months at a time. And that's not stopping to eat or go to the bathroom. Yes, the greatest value online other than porn. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents the Jay Sanos Experience. Yes, Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, one of many people who guest hosts on the Phil Hendry Show when he not able to do show himself. And now, from the South Bay of Los Angeles, California, Jay Sanos.
And thanks so much, Tad Babbitt. Great to see you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being the announcer here tonight on the Jay Sanos Experience. This is our second time hosting the Jay Sanos Experience here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. And there's a couple of reasons why I requested this time from Mr. Hendry. I'm very, very happy that he acceded to that demand. Mr. Hendry is involved in a few projects, which I'm not at liberty to talk about. I do thank Margaret Gray, who's alongside, as is General Shaw. And the people want to know specifically about the song, and I'm going to get into the song. And
there's a song that you wrote, right?
Yeah, there's a song. See, either you let me do it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, there is a song that I wrote, and it is part and parcel, and it is part and parcel, and it's, you know, connected to something that we have been talking about over the last several weeks, and it has to do with backing it in. Now, I was at the Haberly Mall, and you know what happened. If you don't know what happened, I'm not going to go into it, but I said some things I never should have said to Coach Vernon Dozier.
Well, it was pretty strong stuff.
It was very strong stuff. I've since tried to apologize to Coach Dozier. I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. But, you know, having said that, I do feel that even though I said some explosive racist stuff, I do feel that that's not who I really am. It's not the heart of Jay Sanos.
Well, the stuff you said, Jay, was quite extreme. Now, yes, you did apologize, but I think the audience is going to want to know to what extent I've said to the coach and also to Robert Leonard, the young man, African-American member of the Phil Hendry staff, I've said that I will do whatever they...
You said you'll do whatever they tell you to do.
That's the part I objected to. I said, I will do what they ask. I will not do whatever, quote, whatever they tell me to do.
And why do you object to that?
Because I know, why are you asking somebody?
Come on, Jay, now this is something, all right,
okay, because I know that when they,
well, you don't like the verbiage. You say you'll do what they ask, but not what they tell you to do. What don't you like about that?
Because I feel if I agree to do what they tell me to do, they're going to have me doing things like, you know, going out and dropping my pants and defecating in the street or something.
So you think it's just going to make you do embarrassing stuff?
Yes, I do. Whereas if I do what they ask, that sounds more like they want a genuine apology from me for the very inappropriate and, yes, you know,
You can't even say it, can you? You can't bring yourself to admit that you said those words.
I'll say it. Very racist.
See, even the word, you can't breathe, can you?
I'm okay. Yes, you're right. I should never have said what I said. And I can only say that it came from a very angry place inside of me. I've been messed with, and I've been effed with and effed with. Okay?
All right, this has to do with backing in, so we'll let you take it from here, Jay. But we want people to know that when you were monitoring people backing in at the Haberly Mall a few weeks ago, you called Coach Dozier, who is a white man, a racist name, a hateful thing.
I did. I admit that.
And he has refused to come on these airwaves to even countenance with you. We did get a message from Robert Leonard who said, if he does what I tell him to do,
that's, you can't, you know, quibble with it.
So he wants me to...
That's right. Robert Leonard wants you to do what he tells you to do. And he said he'll tell you what that is in all in due course. In the meantime...
All in due course? See, that's the part where I got to sit here and I wait for it.
Don't start breaking down and cracking up or anything, Jay. Just hold it together.
Hold it together like a man.
I think I can hold it together like a man.
Well, obviously, you've got a great deal of fear because your voice is cracking.
No, I do not have a great deal of fear. I just, okay, while I wait and see what it is that Robert's going to tell me to do, I want to mention to people.
Robert, yeah. We got Robert on the phone right now.
All right, Robert Leonard's on the phone with us right now from Pasadena. Robert, this is Jay Sanis. I understand you got some things you want to say.
I got some things that I want to say to you. I got some things I want to say to the audience. I know what you called Coach Dozier, and if you told me that, you wouldn't be hosting anything right now. You know that, right? You know that, right?
Yes, I understand.
All right, here's what you're going to do. I'm being kind to you. I know you've written this song called I Back It In. And I want you to sing it on the air tonight on this podcast, filling you're doing for Mr. Hendry.
I have not written this song.
I care if you haven't written it. You're going to sing it, and you're going to sing it extemporaneously. You're going to sing the song in a stream of consciousness manner if you have to, but you're going to sing it. This is that song you wrote about backing it into your first responder, right?
Robert, I told you I have not yet written a song.
Well, you're writing it tonight. This is going to be Jay Sanis, ladies and gentlemen, as long as you know. He's singing a song about how much he believes in backing it in.
Hello? I thought they can't...
He can hang up on you, yes.
Yeah, he can hang up on you. Regular people can't hang up, but he can.
So as I understand it...
As you understand it, he wants you to sing that song, I Back It In, and sing it good, do it good.
The song is about backing...
The song is about your preference for backing it in because you're a first responder.
I was gonna finish writing it.
Well, it doesn't matter if you haven't finished writing it. He wants you to sing it now.
So go ahead.
Okay, well, the song goes...
No, just sing it. Go ahead.
I back it in. I back it in. I like to back it in.
You like... Okay.
It's not like...
Jay, this stands between you and never being on this show again, okay? Never again will anybody ever hear you on this or any other show. You understand?
Well, what are you talking about? Trying to kill me or something?
No, we're not talking about... The more your voice cracks,
we're not talking about that. There's going to be a uniform ban against you on all platforms. And that's the kind of influence we've got around here. All platforms, radio, television, internet... Unless you sing this song, I back it in. I haven't even written it, even though you haven't written it yet.
Here, I'll snap my fingers. Here we go. One, two, one, two.
I back it in. That's what I do. I back it in. You do too. I back it in. Because I am a first responder. Okay?
No, there's got to be more.
You've got to sing more of it.
I back it in. That's the way I is. I back it in.
The way you is.
Wait a minute. I back it in. That's the way I am. I back it in. I hope you are too.
Doesn't rhyme.
God damn. Come on.
I back it in. I back it in. I back it in. Man, do I back it in.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. You're going to have to do a lot better than that.
All right. Wait a minute. Yeah, Robert.
I'm listening, man. So you got to do this good, or this is the last time anybody hears you do any song, anywhere, about anything. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Oh, come on, man.
Stop, I tell you.
Look, Robert, all I'm saying... Hello?
Go.
I back it in, cause I'm a first responder, back it in. I've got the transponder, I back it in. I hope you understand. When you come in to the parking lot, you're gonna see me, you'll see me a lot. I back it in, cause I gotta get it out. When you back it in, you gotta get it out. When you get it out, it's gotta go back in. When it goes back in, you got to back it in. Yeah! I back it in. You do too. I back it in. Don't be blue. I back it in. Cause I gotta be a first responder. When I go into the store, then I come out of the store. I bound out in two steps into the cab. Yeah, you bet. I back it in. Yeah! I love it now. I back it in. How now, brown cow? I back in.
Wait. What is that? How now, brown cow?
Oh my God, I was on a roll.
The kid was on a roll, Margaret.
All right. Now I forget.
You back it in. How now, brown cow?
Yeah. I back it in. How now, brown cow? I back it in. Ah, shit.
How now, brown cow? You'll do it now.
I back it in. How now, brown cow? I back it in. You'll do it now. I back it in. You gotta make sure you respond. When you back it in, there's a fire. Gotta get there. It'll require you being fast as hell. I back it in. You're in the middle of hell. I back it in. I don't feel swell. I back it in. I better get into my truck.
What do you think? I think he'll hate it, but you did do what he told you to do.
I can just tell you right now, and this is as sure as God made green apple.
Jesus.
What? There's no way anybody's going to let me near a fire scene or emergency scene when they hear that song.
Well, Jay, then you never should have said what you said, okay? And you never should have done what you did. If you think you're such a big first responder and the citizens auxiliary police guy, whatever you think you are.
Yeah, Jay, just quit lording it over people.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, folks, that's the song about backing in and only people, and you know, I know. Yeah, I had it coming, and I get it, but I will say this, that I am about saving lives, okay? And the reason why I back it in, and I know that they're, you know, I can see the general told,
well, it is funny.
Yeah, you think it's funny, because I know exactly why you think it's funny, too, because I'm talking about backing in.
All right, there is that juvenile.
Yeah, it's very juvenile. Well, even though that was juvenile, and that song that I just wrote, and you think I'm going to do that at schools?
That's what you said you'd do, that you were going to teach that to school kids, so they'll want to be first responders, too.
Give me a break.
Robert.
Oh.
Man, that's what I'm telling you right now. You're going to teach that to school kids. They're going to sing every word, and it will become famous. It'll become number one on the charts at all the middle schools. All the kids are going to want to be Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, first responders. Good job.
Well, one of the things that I always felt was... We'll be right back.
Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Jay Santos Experience will continue right after these messages.
Jay Santos here of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, reminding you that when you go to get a Phil Henry Show backstage pass, make sure you back it in same way Jay Santos does. That way, you'll be ready to explode out of your parking slot and drive into the fun and relaxation that is having a backstage pass in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's say you're going to the supermarket and you back it in to get some chips and maybe some chili, some canned chili you're putting on Fritos. Then you bound out in two steps, leap into your car, and because you backed in, you can go out frontwards and get home to your backstage pass and enjoy it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show backstage pass. Get it for a month or for a year. You will not be able to listen to the entire archives for months at a time, and that's without going to the bathroom or eating.
It's the best value online other than porn, philhenryshow.com.
And now back to the Jay Santos Experience on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Thanks so much. This is Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, and this is the Jay Santos Experience. And I do appreciate very much the opportunity to come here on the odd occasion and talk to you about, you know, stuff that's important to me, which is saving lives, which is patrolling the neighborhoods and take a peek over the shoulder of police, make sure they're not messing up. I'm not saying that I do the job better than police necessarily, but, you know, you kind of want to make sure that they're not acting like they think they're all big shot and everything, because that's the one thing I think about cops, or I mean police, that, you know, I have just as much citizens. I can arrest people through citizen arrests. And when cops are out there and they got the belt and the gun and they're, hey, it, I don't know, it just pisses me off, that's all.
And now, the Jay Sanis Experience Mailbag.
Let's take a look now at the mailbag here of the Jay Sanis Experience. Here is a letter from Dorothea, and she lives in Long Beach. She says, "Dear Jay, I've seen you in your pith helmet, your wingtips. I think I saw a blue armband, and I saw you in Bermuda shorts, too. I don't mean to be offensive, but you look like a real fruit bowl. You look like you come from another planet. Who designed your uniform, and does anybody ever take it seriously?" Okay. Thank you very much, Dorothea. Thank you for nothing. I'm perfectly honest with you. Because I didn't have to read that. I read it to give you a taste of what the Citizens Auxiliary Police, being in Citizens Auxiliary Police, is all about. Okay? So, and here's what I want to say. First of all, the uniform was designed by Major Elvis Newton with assist from me. Major Elvis Newton wanted us to wear pith helmets because it was a very authoritative kind of a helmet. It was worn by a lot of the guys who come down from England who go into the jungle. I don't know when, he just said it was worn by guys who go into, it's a jungle hat. And he felt that because of what we have to do every day, life is a jungle, you go out there in the jungle of the mean streets. The Bermuda shorts show that we're relaxed. We're ready to spring into action, but we're very relaxed. So while I'm just saying stuff to people, going, yeah, hey, you know, how was your weekend? Yeah, I'm ready to go. As soon as someone says, yeah, it's time to fan out, somebody just say, it's fan. We got to fan it, or we got to spread. A spread out or a fan out also, you know, we got to get going. Sounds to me, you know, there might be somebody, we got to do a flare drop. There might be somebody speeding, or there might be someone wearing underwear that, you know, you're not supposed to wear. I mean, that, there's a lot of stuff we do. People say, what business is it of yours? Well, excuse me, but if there's some dude walking around in underwear, you know, it's hard to explain. But anyway.
The Jay Sanis Experience. More from the mailbag.
All right, here's a letter from Darren, and this is in Santa Susana. Darren writes, "Hey, Jay, when a pandemic hit, you guys went home and stayed there and didn't go out and do your usual Citizens Auxiliary Police patrols. Whatever happened to that, although you were doing a peep tom cam? Can you explain it? Thanks, Darren." Okay, Darren, it's a good question. You're right. When the pandemic hit 1 year ago, we were on it. We were out patrolling. But yeah, it was hairy and it scared me. It scared a lot of the sub-commanders. Do I go out on patrol and make sure we save lives? Yes. But what? You know, we're talking about a disease. What is it going to, can it get in you? How does it get in you? And so we had a lot of guys that showed up at the substation, like at Commander Gleason's house. We were at his house. That was a substation one night. Everybody's ready to go. But then I said, well, should we wipe down? I mean, what are we going to do? And we got a little nervous about it. So we sat, we had coffee. It got to be about 9:30 and was kind of late. So we went home. The second part of your question was, we went out on peep tom cam patrol, even though it says here we were too chicken. No, we were not chicken. Okay. We were ready to rock and roll. All through the pandemic, we were ready to rock and roll. We showed up at Commander Gleason's house, showed up at my house, showed up at Commander Suggum's house. We were there, ready to go. And I remember saying, okay, let's do it. And someone said, do you have masks? And we're like, not really, but do we wear, doesn't that make us look kind of, if somebody said pussy, and that was the wrong word, but don't it make us look kind of, you know, pussy or scared? And I go, I guess. So we had to talk about it. And we made coffee. I know, you know, one of the guys, I think his wife was there. I think it was Commander Suggum's. We had coffee and also one of our spud nuts because we hadn't had nothing to eat. So we had coffee and we did have some, there was some eclairs. And, you know, and we chatted, you know, it got to be about 10:30 and just said, you know, forget it. I mean, it was too late anyway. That night we were not able to go out on patrol. But the point, did you ever go out on patrol at all? I think that's the part of the question. General, excuse me, but I think I'm doing the Jay Sanos Experience.
All right.
And yeah, we did. We did. When we did the Peep Tom, we did go out on patrol.
Well, that figures.
Excuse me? When we went out on Peep Tom, we did go out with the camera, and we went out on Peep Tom.
All right, well, here's a... Let's roll the tape.
Yeah, we'll roll the tape. This is us out on Peep Tom patrol to show you exactly what it was we had to go through. Roll it. Right. And we're out there now.
I got it. The camera in the window now.
If you see the subject, just give the high sign.
Okay. I can see there's a lady coming in a window now.
And for those of you that are watching, or Major Elvis Newton, this... Yeah. There she is.
There's a lady. I can see everything. I can see it all.
That means that any Peep Tom's able to see it. Now, we're videotaping this.
Yeah. Who are you guys?
Is that your wife?
Yeah. Who are you guys?
My name's Jay Sanos.
Oh, God.
Come back.
That's my camera.
Ow. Ow.
You punks come around here again. I'll put you in orbit. Around that. Right there. See it?
That's the moon.
That's the moon. Hey, bright boy.
Guys, come back again. I'll call a cop.
That shows you the dedication not only of myself, Subcommander Gleason, Subcommander Turcotte, Subcommander Suggan, and of course Major Elvis Newton, who was in the control van at that time. He was in a command post van at that time. And he's seen what we went up against. We had the Peep Tom cam. It was in a bedroom window. What?
Well, what do you mean in a bedroom window? This is what guys get pissed off about.
Jay, what do you think you're proving there?
I'm proving that the woman had the window open and you can see everything. You can see everything.
One of the problems we're having around here is nobody is getting hydrated. When your voice squeaks, people take notice and they think you are C-H-I-C-K.
Don't say it, General. You know well, full well, I'm not chicken.
I don't know that.
Well, oh boy.
Jay, when you're walking around going, hi.
General, that happened to you about 3 summers ago.
I understand that. I wasn't drinking enough water, so you should drink more water. That way people won't think you sound like you're about 100 yards of pussy.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry.
That was a moment to remember. And we'll never have the Peep Tom cam again. Okay, you happy?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are.
We are not going to have the Peep Tom cam again, because on that night, when that man stepped out of his house, and he was out on open, full public land. It was private. Technically, yeah, it was his property. But it was...
It was his property.
It was all right. But he comes up, says, what are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? What are you doing? I'm out here under the stars. And I'm sure I was about to show you the videotape to show that your wife, you know, I'm looking at everything that she's, you know.
Yeah, everything she's got.
Well, what about it?
Jay, that man reacted the way most men would. He assaulted you, and you laid there on the grass going, ow, ow.
That's right, and that was supposed to have been edited out because that was me. I was being dramatic for the purpose of the tape. It didn't hurt that bad.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't. No, it didn't hurt that bad. I was being dramatic for purposes of the tape. Go to a commercial. I don't give a shit.
Jay Sanos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police with the Jay Sanos Experience. We'll be right back.
This is Moose Brownlee with nothing but bad news at 11 o'clock. You can rely on me. The crime, the violence, the political shenanigans, all of the ripoffs, everything that's bad for you and this society will be reported on by me, Moose Brownlee, because I only bring bad news. Got it?
Moose Brownlee with the bad news at 11 o'clock on Channel 19, the news station. And now back to Jay Sanos and the Jay Sanos Experience.
Thanks a lot, Tab Abbott, and welcome back here to the Jay Sanos Experience. Well, it's been one of those nights you never know what to expect when you sit down here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show studios. I'm called out here. I know you're here, General, but, you know, just let me say this.
All right.
And you too, Margaret.
I'm only saying what's true.
And wait. I sit down here, I get called out by Margaret Gray and by General Galen Shaw about the uniforms we wear. I get called out on an incident with Vernon Dozier. Yes, I said what I said, but I think I paid my dues.
You wrote that song, I Back It In, as requested by Robert, very poorly.
I don't care if I wrote it poorly. He said to me to write it right then and there, do it in a stream of consciousness, and I done did it.
Do you remember it?
What? How could you possibly remember it?
Because it's something that's important to you. You wanted to do that song. You didn't want to have to write it then and there, but you wanted to do a song about backing it in because you felt you were entitled.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You don't think I remember? I remember the essence of it.
All right, go ahead and sing it.
Fine. I back it in. I really do. I back it in.
That's not it.
Wait. Hold on, man. Okay? You want me to be...
God, listen to you. You're all...
Hey, General, you wanted me to be extemporaneous and stream of consciousness, right?
What? Go ahead.
All right, that's what I'm doing right now. This is a song that I want every middle school kid out there who believes in, if you want to be a first responder, the first thing you need to do is to back it in. Jesus, what's that about?
Hey, Jay, you're the guy that made it filthy, not me.
You're saying, hey, if you want to be a first responder, you got to back it in.
That's what you're saying.
Your voice cracked, General.
All right, that's what you...
Never mind, I got it. Back it in if you want to respond. Back it in, you're on the transponder. Well,
do it again.
Tell me what to do.
Do it again.
If
slow down.
You back it in. Back it in if you want to be late. Now,
do it again.
Hey, General. If you back it in, you don't want to be late. You back it in, you're going to be great. You back it in and bound out of the store. In two steps, you bound out of there. In one step, you're in right there. In two steps, you're right out the door.
What?
Wait a minute. When you back it in, you are a first responder. When you back it in, you're gonna be wonderful. Back it in, you'll like it. Back it in, it'll like you. Back it in, fuck it.
That's the second time you've said fuck it on these airwaves.
Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be right back.
This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I know I'm taking a pass of a, you know what, from the General and Margaret right now, but fact of the matter is the Citizens Auxiliary Police does vile work assisting and saving lives every year in the South Bay and the sister agencies like the Beaver Brigade, the Florida Gator Brigade, the New York Simulated Police, the West Texas Range Riders, and so on and so forth. And I want you to get my new book. It's called Jay Santos Fans It and Spreads It Out. In Fans It and Spreads It Out, it's not what you think, and I didn't want to name it that because I was getting all kinds of, you know, stuff from a lot of people who are writing in. Also, the generals give me all kinds of stuff, and everybody wants to hand you a bunch of stuff. But I called it Jay Santos Fans It Out and Spreads It Out because that's the essence of being a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer. If you don't know how to fan out and spread it, never mind.
Pick up copies of Jay Santos Fan Out and Spread It. Available now at Borsley Books.
And now back to Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police with the Jay Santos Experience.
I saw Tad Babbitt.
By the way, the guy's name is Tad Babbitt, not Tad Babbitt.
I didn't say Tad. I don't come on here. You know, I know the deal is that I'm supposed to sit here and do what you tell me to do.
That's right. And the reason for that, Jay, is you and your big mouth at the Haberly Mall.
I understand, okay?
I mean, that's some kind of guts you got. So if you don't like being harassed here tonight, clean your act up, Jay.
All right. I made a big mistake.
And you've been dutifully humiliated here tonight, haven't you?
Haven't you?
Yes, I have.
So the next time you open your mouth and you want to be Mr. Parking Lot Monitor, think about it. I got Robert.
Oh, God damn it, not that guy.
That's right.
Yeah, it's that guy, man. A pain in the ass, aren't I?
Yes, Robert.
Sing it again, man.
Sing what again?
Sing Back It In again, and do it better this time.
I did it exactly the way you wanted me to do it. I did it stream of consciousness.
Do it again, man.
You want me to do it again so that... Do you want...
Go ahead. One, two, and a one, two, three.
Back it in. You will like the way I back it in, because it's the way to...
Do it better.
I back it in. You're going to like it. I back it in. It'll like...
Why are you backing it in?
I back it in because you back it in. I back it in because I got to get going. I back it in because I'm a first responder. I back it in because I got to be ready for emergency. I back it in. You better not too. I back it in unless you're blue. I back it in. And I mean blue as in a uniform of an ossifer. Oh, boy.
Jesus, Jay. I don't think Robert's going to be happy with that. In fact, here he is.
Yeah?
Sucked, man. You're going to have to learn to do that better. Next week, I want you to come back and do it better. Do you understand?
Robert.
Do it better next week. I don't got time to sit around and mess with it right now. I back it in. Yeah, I'll bet you do, man.
You know, there's only so much that...
Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police with the Jay Santos Experience. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I back it in. It's really great.
Back it in.
Do it better, man.
Not fair.